The next word is demand. The Russian sentence is У него есть большой спрос на новые технологии. Breakdown. У. This is the preposition, at, in the genitive case. Think of, at, like, with, or, in. It is used to indicate possession, or location. It is pronounced like the English, U, in, moon. Него. This is the pronoun, him, in the genitive case. It is similar to the English word, his, but is a separate word. The genitive case is often used to show possession. Pronounced like the English, него. Есть. This is the verb, to be, in the present tense. It is pronounced like the English, есть. The e at the end sounds like the e in bet. Большой. This is the adjective, big, or, large, in the nominative case. It is pronounced, большой. Спрос. This is the noun, demand, in the nominative case. Pronounced, спрос. На. This is the preposition, on, in the accusative case. Think of it as, to, in English. It shows direction. It is pronounced like the English word, на. Новые. This is the adjective, new, in the nominative plural. It is pronounced, no Roman 6. Технологии. This is the noun, technologies, in the nominative plural. It is pronounced, технологии. The e at the end is like the e in c. Meaning. He has a big demand for new technologies. Variations. Спросно. This is the most common way to say demand for. Потребность. Need for. This is a synonym for demand. English. Demand. Спрос. Спрос for. На. На. New. Новые. No Roman 6. Technologies. Технологии. Technologii. The next word is new. The word new in English can have several meanings, and each meaning will affect how we translate it into Russian. For example, it can mean owing. In this case, we would use the Russian word должен. Должен. This is a masculine adjective that means due or owing. It's very close to the English word, due, in this context. The ZH, in, должен, is pronounced similar to the J, in the English word, judge. Here is a sentence. Мне должен тысячу долларов. Не должен тысячу долларов. Translation. I am owed $1,000. Должен. Должен. You, owing. Тысячу. Тысячу. Thousand. Долларов. Долларов. Dollars. The ch sound in тысячу is like the ch in the English word, church. Scheduled. In this case, we could use the Russian word. Назначенный. Назначение. This is a masculine adjective meaning scheduled or appointed. The ch in назначение is like the ch in church. The nn at the end of назначение is pronounced similar to the nn in the English word funny. Here is a sentence. Самолет назначен на завтра. Самолет назначен на завтра. Translation. The plane is scheduled for tomorrow. Самолет. Самолет. Airplane. Назначен. Назначен. Scheduled. На. На. On. Завтра. Завтра. tomorrow. Due to, when referring to a cause or reason, we might use the preposition isa. Isa. The z in isa sounds like the z in zebra. Here is a sentence. Isa dashna moon is magi paitina pagutu. Isa dashdia. My knee smogli poitina progulku. Translation. Due to the rain, we were unable to go for a walk. Isa. Isa. Due to. Dashna. Dashdia. Rain. Mu. My. We. Ne. Ni. Not. Smugly. Smugly. We're able. Pity. Pointy. To go. Na. Na. On. Pagutu. Progulku. Walk. As you can see, the Russian translation of you can vary depending on its context. Learning how to use these variations will help you to express yourself more accurately and fluently in Russian. The next word is wrong. Hash hash. Nepravilno. Nepravilno. Breakdown. Не. Не. Means not, and it is placed before the word. Правильно. 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 Means correctly or right. This is a simple example of a negative construction in Russian. You are basically saying not correctly. Pronunciation notes. Не. Не. Say it like nay with the e sounding like the e in the. Правильно. Правильно. Say правильно with a slight emphasis on the first syllable. Variations. Неправильный. Неправильный. Is the adjective form meaning wrong or incorrect? Неправильность. Неправильност. Is the noun form meaning incorrectness or wrongness? English translation. Wrong. Russian translation. Неправильно. Неправильно. The next word is foot. The word foot in English can translate to a few different Russian words depending on the context. Here is one example. Sentence. У меня болит нога. Breakdown. У. Pronounced у is the preposition at or with. Меня. Pronounced меня is the personal pronoun me. Болит. Pronounced болит is the verb to ache in the third person singular present tense. Нога. Pronounced naga is the noun foot or leg. Translation. My foot hurts. Variations. The word foot can also be translated as stopa. Pronounced stopa, but this is more often used when referring specifically to the sole of the foot. If talking about the plural form of foot, you would use nogi. Pronounced nogi. When talking about the measurement foot, you would use foot. Pronounced foot. Key concept. Russian nouns have grammatical gender, meaning they are either masculine, feminine or neuter. In this case, naga. Pronounced naga is feminine. English / Russian word and pronunciation. Foot / naga. Pronounced naga. The next word is effort. The word усилия. Pronounced усилия means effort. It is in the nominative plural and the feminine gender. In Russian, nouns are gendered and can be singular or plural. The sentence below is a simple sentence with the subject. Усилия. Effort, the verb. Требуются. Are required, and the object. Для. For, and. Достижение. Achievement, and. Цели. Goal. Усилия. Усилия, effort. Требуются. Требуются, are required. Для. Делая, for. Достижение. Достижение, achievement. Цели. Цели, goal. Translation. Efforts are required for the achievement of the goal. Here are some variations of the word. Усилия. Усилие. Усилие, effort, singular, neuter gender. Усиленный. Усиленный, strengthened, masculine gender, adjective. Усиленная. Усиленная, strengthened, feminine gender, adjective. English, effort. Усилия. Усилия. The next word is attention. Sentence. Обратите внимание на эту картину. Translation. Pay attention to this picture. Breakdown. Обратите. Обратите, imperative plural form of the verb. Обратите. Обратите, meaning, to turn, to pay attention. Внимание. Внимание, noun meaning, attention. На. На, preposition meaning, on, to. Эту. Эту, feminine accusative form of the demonstrative pronoun. Это. Эта, meaning, this. Картину. Картину, feminine accusative form of the noun. Картина. Картина, meaning, picture. Key concepts. Imperative mood. Used to give commands or instructions. Plural forms. Since the subject is implied to be you all, the verb is in the plural form. Case. The noun. Картину. And pronoun. Эту. Are in the accusative case because they are the direct object of the verb. Обратите. Prepositions. На. Is a preposition used to indicate direction or location. Pronunciation notes. The e sound in. Обратите. Is similar to the e in bet. The in. Картину. Is similar to the in father. Word translations. Attention. Внимание. Внимание, picture. Картина. Картина. The next word is good. This is a great word to start with, as it is versatile and can be used in many situations. The Russian word for good is хороший. Pronounced хороший. It's an adjective that describes something positive, pleasant, or satisfactory. Here is an example sentence. Эта книга очень хорошая. Эта книга очень хорошая. This sentence translates to: this book is very good. Let's break it down. Эта. Эта, this, feminine singular, this word is used because the word, book. Книга. Is feminine. There is also a masculine. Этот. Этот, and a neuter form. Это. Эту. Книга. Книга, book, this is the noun, and it's in the nominative case, which is the subject of the sentence. Очень. Очень, very, this adverb intensifies the adjective. Хорошая. Thoroshaya, good, this is the adjective in the feminine singular form, and agrees with the noun. Knibga. Remember, adjectives in Russian change their ending depending on the gender, and number of the noun they modify. Good. Хороший. Хороший. Let's try some more examples next time. The next word is upon. The word, upon, can be translated into Russian in a few ways depending on the context. Here's an example using the preposition. На. На, which means, on, or, upon, and is used when something is resting on a surface. Книга лежит на столе. Breakdown. Книга. Книга, book, feminine noun, pronounced. Книга. Лежит. Лежит, lies, is lying, present tense, third person singular of the verb. Лежат. Лежат, to lie, pronounced. Лежит. На. На, on, upon, pronounced. На. Столе. Стол, table, masculine noun, pronounced. Столе. Translation. The book is lying on the table. Key concepts. Prepositions. In Russian, prepositions are very important, and often determine the case of the noun that follows. In this case, на. На takes the accusative case, so the noun стол. Стол changes to столе. Стол. Gender of nouns. In Russian, nouns have gender, which affects the form of adjectives and verbs that agree with them. In this sentence, книга. Книга is feminine, so the verb лежит. Лежит agrees with it in gender and number. Other ways to translate, upon. По. По, upon, on, used for actions or movements, pronounced. По. Над. Над, over, above, pronounced. Над. Example using. По. По. Поступ income. Поступенкам, upon the steps, pronounced. Поступенкам. Example using. Над. Над. Над головой. Над головой, above the head, pronounced. Над головой. Remember, the choice of preposition depends on the context and meaning you want to convey. The next word is check. English word. Check. Russian sentence. Проверьте, пожалуйста, вашу почту. Breakdown. Проверьте. Право, tie, this is the imperative form of the verb, to check, meaning, check, or, verify. The, t, ending makes it plural, meaning it's addressed to more than one person. Пожалуйста. Пожал, star, this is a polite word for, please. It's added to soften the command. Вашу. Вашу, this is the possessive adjective meaning, your, and refers to the person's email. Почту. Почту, this means, email, or, mail. Translation. Please check your email. Key concepts. Imperative verbs. These are verbs that express commands, or requests. They are often used in situations, where you want someone to do something. The imperative form of the verb usually ends in, t, for plural subjects, you all. Possessive adjectives. These adjectives are used to show ownership, or possession. They agree in gender, and number with the noun they modify. Variations. Pronier. Право, singular imperative, meaning, check, addressed to one person. Проверить. Право, it, infinitive form of the verb, meaning, to check. Проверка. Право, car, noun meaning, check, or, verification. pronunciation guide. Chair. Ch, like the ch in chair. Sha. Sh, like the sh in ship. Sha. Sh, like the sh in ship, with a slight ch sound added at the end. Je. Then h, like the s in measure. English. Czech slash th open air k slash Russian. Pravirka. Slash dr stress v open air rk schwa slash. The next word is complete. The word complete can be translated into Russian as polnyi. Pronounced polnyi, which means full or complete. Example sentence. On zakończył swoją robotę i ona była pełna. Breakdown. On. He, pronounced on. Zakończył. Finished, pronounced zakończył. Swoją. His, pronounced svou. Robotę. Work, pronounced robotu. I. And, pronounced I. Ona. It, pronounced ana. Bula. Was, pronounced byla. Polnoi. Complete, pronounced polnoi, meaning he finished his work and it was complete. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives like polnoi must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Since rabota. Work is feminine, we use the feminine form of polnoi, which is polnoia. Case agreement. Adjectives must also agree in case with the noun they modify. In this case, rabota is in the nominative case, so the adjective polnoia is also in the nominative case. Variations of the word complete. Polnostiu. Pronounced polnostiu completely. Zavyershit. Pronounced zavyershit to complete. Pronunciation tips. O is pronounced like the O in hot. Yeru is pronounced like the I in bit. Ye is pronounced like the Y in yes. U is pronounced like the U in moon. A is pronounced like the A in farmer. English translation of the word and its pronunciation. Polnyi. Pronounced polnyi, complete. The next word is lie. The Russian word for lie is loj. Pronounced loj. The zh sound is like the s in pleasure. This word is feminine, meaning it takes on feminine grammatical endings, just like the English word woman. Here's a sentence using it. Он сказал ложь. He told a lie. Он. Он, he, pronounced like own. Сказал. Сказал, said, pronounced like сказал. Ложь. Ложь, lie, pronounced like ложь. The word lie can also be a verb in Russian. Лгать. Pronounced Elgat. Let's look at another sentence. Не лги мне. Don't lie to me. Не. Не, not, pronounced like lie. Лги. Lgi, lie, pronounced like lgi. Не. Не, to me, pronounced like mia. Remember, the key to pronunciation is to listen carefully and practice often. Happy studying! The next word is pick. The word pick has many meanings and can be translated into Russian in different ways, depending on the context. Here is an example sentence using pick in the sense of choosing. English. She picked a beautiful dress for the party. Russian. Она выбрала. kara esi ve o ye pe la te yeri ye de el ya ve ye te yeri en ka e. Vibrale. Vibrale. Pronounced, vibrala, past tense, feminine singular, to choose, select. Grammar. The sentence uses the feminine singular form of the past tense verb veyerubarate yeri. Vibrat. To choose, select, to agree with the subject or an owner. She. Variations. The verb veyerubarate yeri. Vibrat. Can also be used in other tenses and forms. For example, in the present tense, it would be veyerubarate. Vibrate. She chooses, or veyerubarate. Vibrate. They choose. English translation. She chose a beautiful dress for the party. The next word is reduce. The sentence. Нам нужно сократить расходы. Breakdown. Нам. This is the dative case of the pronoun. Мы. We. It means, to us, or, for us. It is pronounced like, нам. Нужно. This is the neuter form of the adjective. Нужны. Necessary, in the present tense of the verb. Быть. To be. It means, it is necessary. Pronunciation is, нужно. Сократить. This is the infinitive form of the verb. Сокращать. To reduce. It can be used in various tenses and forms depending on the context. The pronunciation is, сократите. Расходы. This is the plural noun. Расход. Expense, in the accusative case, indicating the object of the verb. Сократить. The pronunciation is, расходы. English translation. We need to reduce expenses. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb, or the recipient of an action. Infinitive. The infinitive is the base form of a verb, often used after modal verbs like нужно, need, or можно, can. Accusative case. The accusative case is used to indicate the direct object of a verb. Variations of the word, reduce. The word сократить can also be used as a noun, meaning reduction. For example, сокращение расходов. Reduction of expenses. Another word for reduce is уменьшить. To decrease. This word is often used when talking about size or quantity. English and Russian translation of the word reduce. English. Reduce Russian. Сокращать. Сократить. The next word is personal. The word personal in Russian is личный. Личный. It is an adjective, meaning belonging to a particular person, and can be used in many ways, such as personal belongings, personal life, or personal opinion. In this example, we will use it in the sentence. У меня есть личные вещи в этой сумке. У меня есть личные вещи в этой сумке. Breakdown. У. You. This is a preposition meaning at or with. Меня. Меня. This is the personal pronoun meaning me. Есть. Есть. This is the verb to have in the present tense. Личные. Личные. This is the plural form of the adjective. Личные. Личные. Meaning, personal. Вещи. Вещай. This is the plural noun meaning things or belongings. Вы. This is a preposition meaning in. Этой. Этой. This is the feminine form of the demonstrative adjective, this. Сумки. Сумк. This is the feminine form of the noun, bag, or purse. Translation. I have personal things in this bag. Key concept. The noun. Вещи. Вещай. Is plural, so we use the plural form of the adjective. Личные. Личные. Which is. Личные. Личной. Pronunciation. Личные. 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 У. 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 Меня. 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 Есть. 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 Вещи. Вещай. Вещай. Вы. Вы. Этой. 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 Сумки. Сумк. Сумке. English. Personal. Personal Russian. Личные. 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 The next word is drowned. The word drowned in English has a variety of meanings. In this example, it is used as a noun meaning the solid surface of the earth. Here is the Russian sentence. Я стою на земле. Breakdown. Я стою. Стою, present tense of the verb, to stand, meaning, I am standing. На, preposition, on. Земле. Земель, noun, ground, earth, land, translation, I am standing on the ground. Key concepts. Gender, the noun. Земля. Земля, is feminine. This is important, because it affects the form of the preposition na, na, which changes depending on the gender of the noun it precedes. Case. The noun. Земле. Земель is in the prepositional case. This case is used after certain prepositions, such as na, na. Pronunciation. Ya. Ya, pronounced like ya, in, yard. Стою. Стою, pronounced like стою, in, стоюпид. На. На, pronounced like на. Земле. Земель, pronounced like земле. English / Russian translation. Drowned. Земля. Земля, земля. The next word is animal. The word. Животное. Pronounced, животное, is a common noun meaning, animal, in Russian. It is a masculine noun. Here is a sentence using. Животное. In its singular form. Это интересное животное. Это. Pronounced, это, is a demonstrative pronoun meaning, this. Интересное. Pronounced, интересное, is an adjective meaning, interesting. Животное. Pronounced, животное, is the noun meaning, animal. The sentence translates to, this is an interesting animal. The plural form of, животное, is, животное. Pronounced, животное. English, animal. Животное. Pronounced, животное. The next word is arrive. The sentence is. Мы приедем завтра. We will arrive tomorrow. Breakdown. Mu. Pronounced like my, but with a soft u. At the end. This is the nominative case of the pronoun we. Priyim. Pronounced like priyim. The verb to arrive in the future tense. The ending im indicates that the verb is in the first person plural, or we. Zavtra. Pronounced like zavtra. This is an adverb meaning tomorrow. Key concepts: Russian verbs conjugate for person and number, which means that the ending of the verb changes based on who is performing the action and how many people are involved. Russian has a future tense, which is formed by using the infinitive form of the verb plus the appropriate ending for person and number. Приехать. Pronounced like приехать is the infinitive of the verb to arrive. It is used for describing the action without specifying who does it or when. Variations. Я приеду. I will arrive. Ты приедешь. You will arrive. Он / она / она приедет. He / she / it will arrive. Мы приедем. We will arrive. Вы приедете. You, plural, will arrive. Они приедут. They will arrive. Translation. Мы. We. Приедем. Will arrive. Завтра. Tomorrow. English. Arrive. Приезжать. Pronounced like приезжать, Russian. Приезжать. Arrive, pronounced like приезжать. The next word is people. The word люди. Pronounced люди. Is a plural noun meaning people. It is a very common word. You will find it used often. The singular form of the noun is человек. Pronounced человек. This word is a little more formal, and can also mean human being, as well as person. The word народ. Pronounced народ. Can also mean people, but it refers to the people of a nation. Here is a sentence using люди. Эти люди очень дружелюбны. Pronounced эти люди очень дружелюбны. This sentence means these people are very friendly. Breakdown. Эти. Pronounced эти. Means these. Люди. Pronounced люди. Means people. Очень. Pronounced очень. Means very. Дружелюбны. Pronounced дружелюбны. Means friendly. Key concept you can use. Эти. Pronounced эти. To refer to people or things that are near you. This sentence is in the present tense. The ending ны. Pronounced ny. On the adjective дружелюбны. Pronounced дружелюбны. Indicates that the people are friendly now. English translation people. Люди. Pronounced люди. Friendly. Дружелюбны. Pronounced дружелюбны. The next word is patient. The word patient can be used as an adjective, a noun, or a verb, but we'll focus on the noun form here. The Russian sentence will be Pacient был очень терпелив. breakdown. Patient. Patient, patient. This is the noun form of the word, meaning a person receiving medical treatment. It's a masculine noun, meaning it would need a different ending if it were female. Patientka. Patientka. Hint. It sounds similar to the English word, but the T is silent. Beal. Was this is the past tense of the verb, to be, in the masculine singular form. The past tense form varies based on gender and number. Ochen. Ochen, very. This is an adverb that modifies the adjective. Tip-if. Hint. This is a very common adverb. Tip-if. Tire-pi leave, patient, adjective. This is an adjective meaning patient. It has a masculine ending. There are variations based on gender and case. For example, the feminine form is tip-iva. Tire-pi-leva. Hint. This word is similar to the English patient, but with a different sound. Translation. The patient was very patient. Key concepts. Gender and number. In Russian, nouns and adjectives have different forms based on their gender, masculine, feminine, neuter, and number, singular, plural. This affects the endings of words. Adjectives and adverbs. Adjectives describe nouns, while adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, and other adverbs. Past tense. The past tense in Russian is formed differently from English. There are different forms for different genders and numbers. The next word is current. The current situation in the country is very volatile. Текущая ситуация в стране очень нестабильна. Breakdown. Текущая. Pronounced. Текущая is the feminine nominative singular form of the adjective. Текущий. Pronounced Текущий, meaning current or present. In this sentence, it modifies the noun. Ситуация. Pronounced Ситуация, meaning situation. Ситуация. Pronounced Ситуация is a feminine noun in the nominative singular case and is used here to refer to the situation. Pronounced V is a preposition meaning in. Stranye. Pronounced Stranye is the feminine dative singular form of the noun. Strana. Pronounced Strana meaning country. Ochin. Pronounced Ochin is an adverb meaning very. Nistabina. Pronounced Nistabilna is the feminine nominative singular form of the adjective. Nistabilny. Pronounced Nistabilny, meaning unstable. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns and adjectives have grammatical genders, which affect their endings. Situacija. And. Strana. Are feminine, while. Tikushi. And нестабильный are masculine. Case. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Here, текущая and нестабильна are in the nominative singular case because they are the subject of the sentence, while странная is in the dative singular case because it is the object of the preposition. Variations of the word current. Текущий. Masculine singular nominative. Текущая. Feminine singular nominative. Текущие. Neuter singular nominative. Текущие. Plural nominative. Текущим. Masculine singular instrumental. Translation. Текущая. Pronounced Tyakush chaya, current. Situatsiya. Pronounced. Situatsiya, situation. Pronounced. V, in. Straniye. Pronounced. Straniye, country. Ochin. Pronounced. Ochayan, very. Nistabila. Pronounced. Nistabilna, unstable. The next word is century. Hush hush. Dvatsatam vyeki prazashra evolutsiya. Breakdown. This is a preposition meaning, in, and is used to indicate location, or time. It is pronounced like, v, in English. Dvatsatam. This is the masculine singular form of the adjective dvatsatayerikratkoye, meaning, 20th. It is pronounced like, dvaditsatam, with the emphasis on the, tsa. Vyeki. This is the masculine singular form of vayeka, meaning, century. It is pronounced like, vayek, with the, e, being a short vowel sound. Prazashra. This is the past tense, feminine singular form of the verb peroizeoikratkoyitee, meaning, to happen, or, to take place. It is pronounced like, proizashla, with the emphasis on the, za. Revolutsiya. This is a feminine noun meaning, revolution. It is pronounced like, revolutsiya, with the emphasis on the, tsai. Key concept. In Russian, adjectives and nouns must agree in gender, number, and case. Here, the adjective, dvatsatam, is masculine singular to match the noun, vyeki, which is also masculine singular, meaning, a revolution happened in the 20th century. Variations. Dvatsatam vyeki. In the 19th century. Dvatsat pirvam vyeki. In the 21st century. Dvatsat vtorom vyeki. In the 22nd century. Pronunciation. Century. Vyek. Vyek. 20th. Dvatsati. Dvaditsati, revolution. Revolutsiya. Revolutsiya. The next word is evidence. The word, evidence, is represented by the doказательство. Pronounced доказательство in Russian. It's a noun that denotes a fact, sign, or object that helps prove or disprove something. Here's a sample sentence. У меня есть доказательство того, что он не виновен. Breakdown. У. Pronounced. U. Preposition meaning, at, with, or, by. Меня. Pronounced. Меня. Personal pronoun meaning, me, genitive case. Есть. Pronounced, yes, verb, to be, present tense. Доказательство. Pronounced, доказательство, noun, evidence, in the nominative case. Того. Pronounced, того, pronoun meaning, that, genitive case. Что. Pronounced, chto, conjunction meaning, that. On. Pronounced, on, personal pronoun meaning, he. Nivinovin. Pronounced, Neroman 6 noven, adjective meaning, innocent. Translation. I have evidence that he is innocent. Key concepts. Cases. Russian nouns change their form based on their role in the sentence, nominative, genitive, etc. This is similar to English articles, a, an, the. Prepositions. Prepositions like u. Change the meaning and case of the noun following them. Word order. Russian sentence structure can be more flexible than English, but the verb often comes later in the sentence. Variations. Plural form. The Kanatistva. Pronounced. Da Kanat Lstva. Adjective form. The Kanatinui. Pronounced. Da Kanat Lny. Evidentiary. English/Russian translations. Evidence. The Kanatistva. Pronounced. Da Kanat Lstvo. The next word is exist. Hash hash. Существует. Разные. Способы. Решение. Этой. Проблемы. Breakdown. Существует. Colon, this is the third person plural form of the verb, to exist, in the present tense. It is used when referring to multiple things. Think of it as saying, they exist, in English. The T in the ending is silent. It's pronounced like, существует, stress on the first syllable. Разные. Colon, this is the plural adjective form of, different. Think of it as saying, different, in English. The E at the end is pronounced like, A, but very softly. It's pronounced like, разные, stress on the first syllable. Способы. Colon, this is the plural noun form of, way. Think of it as saying, ways, in English. It's pronounced like, способы, stress on the second syllable. Решение. Colon, this is the plural noun form of, solution, or, resolution. Think of it as saying, solutions, in English. It's pronounced like, решение, stress on the second syllable. Этой. Colon, this is the feminine singular possessive adjective form of, this, or, that. Think of it as saying, this, or, that, in English. It's pronounced like, этой, stress on the first syllable. Проблемы. Colon, this is the plural noun form of, problem. Think of it as saying, problems, in English. It's pronounced like, проблемы, stress on the second syllable. Sentence translation. There are different ways to solve this problem. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb, to exist. Существовать. Is conjugated based on subject, tense, and mood. Gender agreement. Russian adjectives and nouns agree in gender, number, and case. Noun declension. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Variations. Существует. Singular form of the verb, to exist. Существовать. Разный. Masculine singular form of, different. Разные. Feminine singular form of, different. Разные. Neuter singular form of, different. Способ. Singular form of, way. Решение. Singular form of, solution, or, resolution. Это. Feminine singular form of, this, or, that. Проблема. Singular form of, problem. English to Russian translations. Exist. Существовать. Существовать, different. Разные. Разные, ways. Способы. Способы, solutions. Решение. Решение, this. Это. Это, problem. Проблема. Проблема. The next word is similar. The word, similar, in Russian is. Похожий. Похожий. The sentence. Эти два дома очень похожи. Эти два дома очень похожи. These two houses are very similar. Breakdown. Эти. Эти, these, demonstrative pronoun, plural, nominative case. Два. Два, two, numeral, masculine, nominative case. Duma. Duma, houses, noun, masculine, plural, nominative case. Ochen. Ochen, very, adverb. Pochoji. Pochoji, similar, adjective, masculine, plural, nominative case. Key concepts. Gender agreement. Russian nouns, adjectives, and pronouns have gender, masculine, feminine, neuter. Adjectives and pronouns must agree in gender with the noun they modify. In this sentence, houses is masculine, so similar is also masculine. Plural forms. Russian nouns, adjectives, and pronouns have different forms for singular and plural. Here, houses and similar are in plural form. Case. In Russian, nouns, adjectives, and pronouns change their endings depending on their function in the sentence. This is called case. Here, all words are in the nominative case, the subject of the sentence. Adverbs. In Russian, adverbs are used to modify adjectives and verbs. Very is an adverb that modifies the adjective, similar. Variations. Pochoji. Pochoji can also be used in the singular form. Etot dom pochoshna tot dom. Etot dom pochoshna tot dom. This house is similar to that house. The word schoji. Eskoji is also similar in meaning to, similar, but less commonly used. Pronunciation. Pochoji. Pochoji, the O in pochoji is pronounced like the O in hot. English and Russian translation of the word. Similar. Pochoji. Pochoji.